p.m. kickoff for the 100th game between your Queens Gaels and the hated Western Mustangs.
This is electric. This is unprecedented. This is Queens football on CFRC.
KPP Concerts has a stacked lineup of all-ages concerts happening at the Broom Factory through this summer into early fall. On June 27th, check out Housewife, followed by Friday's Child at the Broom Factory on July 11th. Then on August 10th, enjoy music from hip-hop artist Matt Mack, followed later by The Dirty Nil on September 19th. Then on September 26th, it's Petite Belle Yvonne and neo-grunge icons The Bridge City Sinners coming to town on September 27th. And then Yukon Blonde gets us into the fall spirit on September 28th. All shows are all ages at the Broom Factory and co-presented by CFRC 101.9 FM. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com.
Oh, look, we made it back. Thanks for sticking around. Hope you had a good time while we were gone. And here's some new music coming at you from Scarlet Blind. And this track is called Aphasia. So look that up because that's a medical condition, by the way. You should know about it. And the album is called Attention to Detail, I do believe. So here's Scarlet Blind.
on the first snowfall, I will let the cold wash over my gray, troubled heart that holds me down and haunts me. The words that you said to me, I will hold them to my chest. I will hold them to my chest.
That's a track by Daryl Cameron, also known as Blue Acres. That was put out a couple of years ago, called Year of Doubt. The album's called Quiet Light. There's lots of lovely soft tunes on there worth checking out. Go see Blue Acres. Now, we're going to mix it up a little bit. I've been asked, why don't you play some of your songs on the show? Well, I do. They're the stingers at the start and in between the moments that you will hear some background music. That's songs that I've recorded with myself or with my wife, whatever, as Campbell and Green. And since I've been asked the question a few times, I will include a tune here. This one is called Way Too Easy. It's off one of our albums from a while back, and it features Kaylin Green on vocals, and I'm playing the piano.
Way too easy. gonna figure out how to make myself care, 'cause I've forgotten how it's way too easy to pretend there's no strife, way too easy to be blind to a life, way too easy to think freedom is free, 'cause it's nothing to do with me. It's way too easy
Well, that leads us up to the end of the show. We have one more song. I don't want to leave it that quiet, that's for sure. That was Campbell and Green. That's My Wife and I, and Way Too Easy. We appreciate you listening and really appreciate you supporting the artists on the show. Please do go to the website, check them all out, follow them, find them, listen, buy. We're going to pick it up with a pop tune by an artist out of Toronto, Ontario, The Big Smoke. This is C Magic 5. She is a rock kind of pop genre, and I think she's getting some airwaves and has some releases coming out. Here you go. C Magic 5, Happy Never After.
Once upon a time you loved me, only 'cause I let you break the rules. I played the fool. Wouldn't it be nice if you were not a total narcissistic tool? And now I'm bruised. What you wanna do, what you wanna say, say it to my face, never thinking straight. Always in my way, you manipulate. I'm done with fairy tales. You don't even know what you've done. You're messing.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new single released July 25th by local electronic artist Cacao called Light It Up. The new single features Cacao himself on vocals, surrounding the idealism of self-actualization in a grand universal sense. It's a fun, funky, and upbeat electro song guaranteed to make you move and raise your vibration. Accompanied by groovy synth work, punchy drums, and funky vocals, Cacao takes you on a journey of cosmic self-discovery and a whole lot of bass. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Light It Up by Cacao on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Come on, love through. Passion burning, get excited. Now we're gonna ride it. Oh, see you, man.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present Love in Space from local artist New Clarion, who released their sophomore EP, Phonetic, earlier this year. The new single explores the idea of finding love where you least expect it. Sonically, it occupies a more rhythmic R&B flair in the modest New Clarion catalog, but features the signature stacked vocals and atmospheric textures that listeners have heard through previous releases. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Love in Space by New Clarion on your favorite platforms and enjoy it now with us here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Want to kick the summer heat and get a nice treat? Don't hesitate and make a date to visit Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen food to prepare at home. Pop into the shop Monday through Sunday between 8 to 6 at 204 Berry Street. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at oldfarmff to get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm Fine Foods, comfort food you can count on.
Hey, Kingston, watering your garden or washing your car? Take note, summer watering restrictions are now in effect until September 15th. You can use water outside only on designated days based on your address number. Odd-numbered houses water on odd days, even-numbered houses on even days. On your day, use a hose or bucket anytime, but limit sprinkler use to between 5 and 10 a.m. Got a rain barrel? Great, you can use that water anytime, any day. By using water wisely, you're helping protect the local water supply and the environment. Visit utilitieskingston.com to learn more, and let's make every drop count.
Awesome Kingston is Kingston's microgrant organization. We've given away over $125,000 in microgrants over our 12 years. We meet 10 times a year to hear pitches from our community, and every time we give one person or group $1,000 cash, no strings attached, to help fund their dreams. If you have an idea that might make Kingston more awesome, consider a pitch to Awesome Kingston to win one of our $1,000 no strings attached micro grants. You can pitch at awesomekingston.org. Proposals are due the first Sunday of every month, and selected pitches are heard the third Thursday of every month. Once again, pitch your awesome ideas at awesomekingston.org.
What do you listen to make your Monday mornings that much better? Absolutely Frivolous on CFRC 101.9 FM. We play all kinds of comedy, stand-up, sketch, songs, even poetry, and the occasional interview. Mondays at 10:30 a.m. Tune in or listen to Absolutely Frivolous on our archives page on cfrc.ca.
St. Monday watches over you and me and grants the bone exhausted some liberty.
Hey, this is Natalia from the Deers, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep listening.
And welcome to CFRC 101.9 FM. This is Absolutely Frivolous. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you are new to the radio station, go to cfrc.ca to look at our schedule, get all the latest information about events and other things going on in the station, around Kingston, and around the surrounding areas on our website, cfrc.ca. We here at Absolutely Frivolous enjoy putting on this show every week, Mondays at 10:30. And I hope if you haven't tuned in before that you are excited and pleasantly surprised to be tuning in and listening to the show. If you are not familiar with this show, you can always go back and listen to past episodes. If you go to cfrc.ca and find the archives page, you can put the time and date of my last few shows, and you'll get an example of the kind of thing that we play here on the air. Today, I am playing comedy as always. Just to be forewarned, I try to bleep any swear words that come from the comedians or the stand-up or anything I am playing on the air, just to avoid offending anyone at this time of the day here on CFRC. CFRC is not in the business of offending or upsetting anyone with the information that we provide and the entertainment that we provide. And so I try to do my very best to bleep any swear words or warn people about things that might be offensive to them. Comedy is very subjective. Some things that might be hilarious to one person could be seriously upsetting to another person. And that's what comedy is. It pushes the envelope. It makes you think. And I hope that you are not offended, and we are trying our very best not to do so. I have one comedian today, Rita Rudner. She's wonderful. I enjoy her comedy immensely. I'll just tell you a little bit about her. She's been doing stand-up for many, many years. She is also a writer and an actress. She's done Tales from the Crypt, Love Hurts, Peter's Friends, those kinds of shows and movies. She and her husband have written for BBC Radio 4, The Rita Rudner Show. She moved to California in the late 80s, and that's where she met her husband, Martin Bergman, an Englishman whom she met when he was producing stand-up comedy shows. Together, they wrote the film Peter's Friend, which co-starred then-married Kenneth Branagh and Emma Thompson. She originally moved to New York from Miami, where she was born, at the age of 15 to study ballet and to pursue a career as a Broadway dancer. She decided to go for comedy because women's stand-up was less competitive back in the 1980s. In 2006, she got her first big break, being booked on The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson in January of 1988. She's written a number of books, Rita Rudner's Guide to Men, Tickled Pink, Turning the Tables, a novel, and I still have it. I just can't remember where I put it. Confessions of a 50-something. We're going to go ahead and listen to Rita right now talk about what it's like to be over 60 here on Absolutely Frivolous on CFRC 101.9 FM.
So many medicines being advertised on TV. And don't they sound good until they get to the side effects? And they say them so quickly in such an even tone, I'm not even sure what I heard. You'll have your hair forever. May cause your ass to bleed in public. I had a blood test recently. It turns out I have high cholesterol. Luckily, it's balanced out by low self-esteem. I've been taking Lostima. And I also have too much vitamin D. I'm taking Hydema. But if you take Hydema with Lostima, it may cause your ass to bleed in public. And my favorite new advertisement for a drug on TV is that one for the antidepressant that causes you to commit suicide. Have you seen that one? The laboratory a little bit too early. And Ambien, that sleeping pill, studies have shown people have walked in their sleep, talked in their sleep, cooked in their sleep, and cleaned in their sleep. I am going to take that sleeping pill. I need to get more done. So many drug ads, I'm beginning to think there are things wrong with me that I've been previously unaware of. I saw an ad for female Viagra. I didn't know there was anything on me that should be standing up. And I don't want to see any more ads for Cialis till they explain why couples must use separate bathtubs. Does that make any sense to you? Once they drag the tubs up to the top of the mountain, aren't they too tired to have sex? And sex after 60 can be quite challenging. Between my bad back and his bad knees, it hurts and feels good at the same time. That's not to say we're not highly experimental, because we are. This year, we're going to attempt to achieve simultaneous colonoscopies. And last week we did have a surprise sexual encounter. It was so exciting. It was at 2 a.m. when we bumped into each other on the way to the bathroom. But things change. The meaning of words change. Getting lucky changes. In your 20s, getting lucky, meeting someone you're attracted to. In your 40s, getting lucky, finding a parking space. In your 60s, getting lucky, threading a needle. Good in bed, the meaning of that changes too. You know what, my husband? He's fantastic in bed. He stays very, very still, and he doesn't snore. After 30 years, and I just say we've been very, very lucky in that no other people have found either one of us the least bit attractive. We've been together so long, we don't even have to talk anymore. We know what the other person is thinking. It's scary, we're on the same wavelength. Sometimes I'll be lying in bed and he'll just roll over and whisper in my ear. You're wrong. I think honesty is very important in a relationship. I think it must be avoided. And I'm honest, I just wait till the right time. I wait till he says, I broke a dish, and then I say, I scratched the car. I lost my wallet. I kicked your mother. My mother-in-law is a cranky woman. She is, and she has arthritis, and she won't take any pain pills because she doesn't want to become addicted. She's 90. What's the worst thing that could happen? For the last 10 years of her life, she'll be in a good mood? But you try to help people. We bought her one of those walk-in bathtubs, but she keeps filling it up and then opening the door. So, Martin and I have gotten along much better since the GPS system was invented, so we don't fight as much in the car. Well, the first GPS lady, we had to get rid of her because she sounded like his mother, and they'd pull over and argue for hours, but I remember the first time we got in that car, and we were going to San Diego, and he just programmed it in, and everything was going great till we changed our minds. We were going to San Diego, we changed our minds, and we decided to go to Los Angeles, and we didn't know how to tell the car. We finally had to go to San Diego just to shut her up. And of course, he bought the car with the self-parking system. I said, we don't need it. Well, we needed it the other day. We were parking, a policeman came over and said, that's a no parking zone. And Martin said, nothing to do with me. This is where the car wants to park. They're almost human these days. They tell you everything they're feeling. A yellow light comes on if the tires need air. A red light comes on if it needs cooler. The other day we were driving along, a purple light came on. And I looked it up and it turned out the car was just feeling vulnerable. My car was in the shop and I had to drive Martin's car, and you know what happened? I bumped into a pole on the passenger side. And I didn't tell him because he never goes over to that side. And one day he went over to that side and he got furious. And I said, there's no use getting angry now. This happened 6 months ago. So I finally got a new car because you know what I wanted? I wanted a keyless ignition. Because don't you hate looking for that key? I just said, I deserve a keyless ignition. So I got a car with a keyless ignition. I was driving it home. I decided to stop at Starbucks to get a $9 cup of coffee. And I wanted to test my keyless ignition. And I came out and I held my coffee because I knew I didn't have to go in my handbag. And I would just pull the handle and it didn't work. No. And I said, maybe I'm aiming it wrong. And I turned and I put nothing. And finally a guy came out and told me what I was doing wrong. I felt so dumb. He said, that's my car. But there's so many things I love about men. I love your self-confidence. When Martin and I play golf, I love how far he thinks he's going to hit the ball. We'll be standing on the tee, and I'll say, why don't you swing? He'll say, I don't want to hit that thing. It's the sun. He just loves watching sports. He'll watch any sport. Even watches poker on television. Have you ever seen poker on TV? To me, it always looks like lunchtime at a methadone clinic. And of course, baseball. But I can watch baseball. I just have to be in the right frame of mind. I have to be asleep. He even watches golf on television. That's not the most exciting sport to watch on TV. Did you know that if you tape golf and then you play it back in slow motion, there's no difference. Did you know that? Enjoy different things. Women, we love to talk. You know who we tell? We tell our hairdressers everything. They know everything about us, don't they? And you know what? We don't even know their last names. My husband reveals nothing about himself. Martin went to his barber, has medium-length brownish gray hair, came home with a shaved head. I said, what happened to you? He said, oh, my barber thought it was someone else. I said, why didn't you tell him who you were? He said, because I didn't feel it was any of his business, okay? Men and women react differently to situations. If a woman sees a mess, she cleans it up. If a man sees the mess, he announces it. Rita, the dog just threw up at the top of the stairs. Okay, I'll be there in a second. Try not to do anything about it. Men and women, we have different beliefs. Martin believes in the sink fairy. He thinks if you put a dirty dish in the sink fairy washes it. I said, did you ever notice that whenever I leave, so does the sink fairy? He said, yes, why do you take the sink fairy with you? Men and women, we say different things. Here's something you never hear a man say. I feel bloated. Here's something you never hear a woman say. Hit me in the stomach. Here's something you'll never hear two women say to each other when they accidentally meet on the street. Asshole. Here's something you'll never hear two men say to each other after a business lunch. I'm going to the bathroom. Wanna come? Why didn't anyone tell me I was going to have to memorize so many passwords in my life? Oh, are you feeling my pain? Because I feel yours. I tried so hard and I got locked out of my own bank account because I tried to reset the password and I couldn't remember my mother's maiden name, and then I did it wrong, and then it was going to be 4 days before they'd allow me. So finally, I had no choice. I had to hire a hacker. But now they have one password. It's a new app, and you just have to remember one password, and you put all your passwords underneath that one password. So I did that, and I forgot that one password, and... new websites too. Findyourfamily.com, that's a new website. Is there anyone here who thinks what they need in their lives is more relatives? And I did try that one where you find your ancestors, and I'm not sure how valid it is, but I did the thing, you spit in the envelope and you send it in, and the results were kind of interesting. You know what? It turns out my great-great-grandfather is SpongeBob SquarePants. Recently had a death in my family. My phone died. And that's your best friend. Your phone is your best friend now. And it just went dead. And, you know, everyone says, turn it off and on again. And so I said, I can't do that. So I called the hotline, and 20 minutes later, I talked to someone in India who said, Deb, you turned it off and on, you know? And I said, well, it's already off, so I can't turn it off. And if I could turn it on, I wouldn't be having this conversation. So I made a genius appointment at the genius store with one of the genius people. And I guess all the geniuses were in genius school that day, because I got a teenager with blue hair and a ripped t-shirt. But he was a teenager and he was a genius. And that's why he didn't say turn it off and on again. He looked at it and said, "Oh, your phone's dead." And he went on and he said, "Oh, sometimes it happens." What he said. Then he asked me, did you back it up on the cloud? And I said, no. And he said, well, why not? And I said, because I'm 64 and I have no idea what you're talking about. He said, well, you should have backed it up on the cloud. I said, stop saying cloud. And he said, but the cloud. I said, okay, now get your mother on the phone. I guess he was a genius, because I walked in, I wanted him to fix my phone, and I ended up spending $800. And I hate not getting a bargain, because this is the time in the world where you can get such good deals. You go on eBay. You know what I got? Oh, I got the best deal on a pair of eclipse glasses the day after the eclipse. asked me the same question. Did you find everything okay? I always want to say, why, have you been hiding stuff? It used to be relaxing to walk in a mall, but no more because of the kiosks in the middle. The people are getting so aggressive. They used to first say, excuse me, then they started handing samples. I don't know if you've been recently, but now they're using tuna nets. And but I was walking around the mall, and you know what? I think I have spotted a gap in the marketplace because all the dresses and all the store windows are so short and tight. I have decided to open up my own store. I hope you will all join me in shopping in Forever 51. Oh, it's gonna be fantastic. We're gonna have long sleeve bathing suits. And all the size 12s are gonna be marked size 4. You know, shopping malls are everywhere now, even in airports. It's like they're not like malls. And I was walking at a layover in one of those airports, and you know what? There was a luggage store in the airport. And I was thinking, who buys luggage in an airport? That must be the ultimate procrastinator. Well, I got my clothes. Getting ready to get on the plane. Okay, I guess I'll buy a suitcase. I can't save money. But money managers, they don't have very good track records. Some of my friends were talking. One of my friends said, I gave my money manager $10,000. He lost it all. And my next friend said, I gave my money manager $10,000. He lost half of it. And my next friend said, he sounds good. What's his name? Everything. You know, it's getting real expensive. I've noticed restaurants. And oh my gosh, I can't order anything market price. Let me warn you, those lobsters have very high opinions of themselves. But Martin and I went to one of these celebrity chef restaurants for our anniversary. There was a Kobe beef steak on the menu. Wait till you hear this, for $150. I know, and Martin asked the waiter, why does the steak cost $150? And the waiter said, this meat comes from the happiest cows in the world. These cows have experienced absolutely no aggravation and no frustration in their entire lives. And Martin said, you mean to tell me that this steak cost $150 because it comes from an unmarried cow? Fancy restaurants anyway, when they come around at the end of the meal with that crumb scraper, if that doesn't make you feel like a monkey at the zoo. But we're getting much kinder to our animals before we murder them. Really, look on the menus now. They had sustainable fish, grass-fed beef. I had some delicious tickle chicken.
Hey, we are 0 and 1. From Lucy Dreams from Europe, and you are listening to CFRC Radio in Kingston. That's 101.9 FM.
Did you recognize that sound? That's the sound of a healthy, well-cared-for cat. I truly hope you've been lucky enough to hear that sound before. The feral cat population around Kingston and the surrounding areas has grown considerably over the last few years. And thanks to organizations like Kendra's Community Kitties, these feral cats are being fed, medically cared for, spayed, neutered, flea-treated, dewormed, given winter shelters, and placed in loving homes whenever possible.
Hundreds of these special animals have been rescued by Kendra, and many of these wonderful felines are purring right now, safe and healthy.
Wow. But rescuing and rehoming feral cats isn't easy. It requires an enormous amount of time and effort, and there are a few ways you can help.
You can donate to Kendra's Community Kitties on their website, kckitties.com. Even a small amount will help pay for medication, spay and neutering procedures, and food and supplies to keep these felines sheltered and healthy in the cold winters or extreme heat of the summer. Because some of these kitties are not socialized, Kendra has committed herself to provide 22 dishes of food with fresh water every day, 365 days a year, to six feral colonies. Food prices have increased significantly, so donations of food and money are always needed. Funding assists with the process of finding homes for these cats as well, as it takes time and money to find the right individual or family to be matched with the right kind of cat. You can become a foster family for our feline friends. Go to kckitties.com and learn how you can care for and love a cat or even a family of kittens until they can be moved into their forever homes. At the colonies, Kendra plants the seeds of trust and socializes the feral felines when she brings them food at the same time each and every single day. So they're more accepting of humans when placed with foster families. But fostering a feral cat is no easy task. Kendra cannot take these cats from the colonies unless there are foster homes willing to commit to help these kitties gain trust with humans.
You can adopt one of these special cats or kittens. If you've already been thinking of getting a furry friend, reach out to Kendra at kckitties.com and she'll provide you with all the information you need to make this important decision.
In helping in Uffa Congress community, kitties will be tremendously appreciated. Not only by Kendra, but by the lucky feral felines she rescues.
And hey, maybe, just maybe, one day you'll get to hear
Panda say I love you.
The Corridor is an award-winning news program hosted by Dinah Jansen and Jesse Bell, airing every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. With contributions from local Journalism Initiative reporters ranging from Morrisburg to Coburg, The Corridor is your premier destination for truly local news that matters to you. The Corridor is also available as a podcast on all major podcast streaming platforms.
Phenomena. 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 Manamana.
Algorithm-based music age we are in and looking for unique, boundary-pushing new sounds, join me, Luke, and oftentimes friends on The Grove every Tuesday at 3. We will listen to and discuss music from electronic to alternative. See you there.